Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 89, released on February 16th, 2025. Hit us up on the socials. This is terribly interesting, isn't it? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, mostly Facebook. Email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org. You can comment directly on the website, 3ftpodcast.org.
You guys suck.
Yeah, let us know if we suck. But then, you know what?
But you can also send an email to...
Give us a love, too. If
it's Dave at 3FT Podcast. Bill at 3FT Podcast.
No, we don't want you doing
Lee
that.
At 3FT Podcast. Or Mike. Or Mike. Steve at 3FT Podcast.
Or it's easier just to friend me on Facebook. Follow me.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best
part. And what do they need to do when they follow you, Malia? Push what?
Like and subscribe.
There you go.
Smash that like button.
I'm like the follow button.
Like that smash button.
Yeah, push your bells and whistles so you don't never miss an episode. So
do us a huge favor and go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button.
Mine
on the
automatically
YouTube.
Downloads the show on Spotify or
yeah.
Yeah,
YouTube, if you're that using, way I can listen to it whenever.
If you're using
same
a podcast
thing
player, that's just kind of the default way that works. Yeah. And then once you listen to it, use
delete. iHeart does it that way, and so does Apple. Yeah. Apple, you just come right up there. Let you know
I think Apple users, the Apple Podcasts app comes with your phone, so it's okay. Dead simple.
Only when you play with it.
You can tell people that have
kids. I said with, not on.
You can tell people that have kids. Bill, hold that pop bottle up that you have.
No, this ain't for the kids. This is for my liquor.
Hold it up.
Right, but these are the ones they sell at the liquor store.
They sell these at the liquor store, too.
This was right.
So you bragging how much bigger you are than Bill?
Yep.
You should let other people do that, Steve.
Roll us in, Bill.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. But hit us up. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And this is your buddy Dave, wishing everybody a happy, happy, happy belated Valentine's Day.
Is everybody happy? Is everybody feeling happy? I'm happy. Malia, happy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Malia. I'm happy. I got my heart.
Hold it back. It's just going to bust out of her.
I know. I was I'm Malia, like everybody. I'm Malia. Let's get this going. Steve, you're
next. Oh, I'm Steve. Enjoy the show.
Malia's hearting us today.
She sure is.
I am. My heart and everybody today.
Yeah. So, episode 89. It feels like it ought to be 100 episodes. It
well,
really
remember
does.
We did the countdown, I told you, when I figured it up, the 100th show was going to be past Matt's. Well, and then we had a...
Matt's, you say?
Matt's. And then we had a technical issue, and that put us another week back, so...
Yeah,
we're probably almost, I don't know, 3 weeks behind Matt's on a 100th show, probably.
And honestly, we've only been doing weekly episodes for relatively short period of time now.
Well, since you stumbled into it, let's talk about Matt's.
We did mention Matt's. What you got there, Dave?
Well, of course, we're talking about the 2025 Mid-America Trucking Show, March 27th through the 29th, 2025, at the Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. Be there and be square. We will be at booth number...
38054.
Right on.
We're in the south building. We're in the south building.
Are you sure that's our number?
Which way south?
Yeah, 38054.
Well, and just while we're on the subject, a good friend of ours was on the show here a couple weeks ago, Kelsey Eckert and Associates. She'll be down at booth 38703. Check her out also while you're there.
Really? You're going to give Kelsey a plug on this? Wow.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. We love her.
We love her. Yes, she is. She's great. She's a lawyer. We take care of our lawyers. And we never know when we need one.
I missed that show to talk to her, and I set it up for her to be on and everything, so I'm sure I'm going to catch flack when I do see her.
Yeah, because we gave her some of your lawyer jokes, and she you must have told her that we were going to do that because she had some...
She told me when we spoke, she says, well... I'll be on in a week. That'll give you time to get some good lawyer jokes. And I immediately went to the internet. And
like every good white-blooded American does now.
Paste all them and saved them. And then I couldn't make it, so I sent them to you guys in the chat. And I didn't know if you used them or not.
Yeah, we used some of them. But she had some podcast host jokes to rebut.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah. So you guys get a chance. Stop down, see us, like us. Since we're at it, since we're throwing out friends, I got a YouTube or a TikTok follower that's coming down, going to see us. I really like these guys. He's been giving us a lot of love yet, and it's Worldwide Diesel. They're going to be down. If you guys get a chance, go on there, check them out on TikTok. It's quite interesting. They do rebuild a lot of engines, and these guys are going to stop and see us. I got some hats and merch for them, and
what about
they're going to bring us some.
What about those fuel guys?
Clean Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be there. I don't have their booth number written down in front of me because I'm not at home. It's on my notepad.
Well, folks,
we realize it takes you a couple weeks to get back with your wagon.
It's in the whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll take you all day and then some.
I'm not even sure if you can get through it in a day and really take it in.
Thoroughly, no. I mean, that's a good 2 day.
Well, if you just look at the screen, you can just see basically just highlights of what's
going to be there.
Truck show, concert, driving experience. Well, everybody.
If you're listening to the audio only version of the show, which my numbers show that the vast majority of you are, go check out the YouTube because Dave is actually showing a snippet of the website
the video,
right now.
Yeah. And I think, what was we talking about earlier, the entertainment on Friday night that's free for all the vendors that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think one of the companies is giving away free tickets for the show.
Which fat ass is never there because we're always too tired.
I'm going to try and do it this year because I think it's what, Colt Ford with somebody else?
Right. Yeah. I don't remember. I don't have it up now, but who it was. But
do you have details?
We'll thorough on the next show here. I'll have.
Hey, you guys got to tell me how to pack. If there's an event, I got to dress for.
Shorty shorts, boots, and cowboy hat. We're going to go watch the board.
So
we might even, if we can get you up on stage with a Three Fat Trucker shirt on, and give Colt Ford a Three Fat Trucker shirt.
We're going to be rich.
Yeah, I'm also going
to. Lee will be rich, and we'll be like, "Hey, we got to sue her to get her money."
Yeah. So if you guys
like
get a
grandma
chance,
thing.
Yeah. So you guys get a chance, stop down and see us. We're really looking forward to meeting everybody, talking to everybody. So give us a shout
it's
out when you get down.
The highlight of our entire year on this.
Well,
show.
And we are changing up our
booth this year.
Our program. Well, how we do stuff. Normally, the first 2 years, it was always we did constant interviews the whole day, and never really got a chance to go mingle and stuff. So we're gonna try and knock it off at noon and then
cut them down half, and we want to get out
mingle and talk to people, and
we're gonna bring the world famous Three Fat Trucker golf cart down so we can get out and see the truck show. We're gonna be able to move around a little bit because we have such limited time, so we're gonna try doing everything
that
we can.
We're gonna have a whole new booth. We got whole new digs and everything. We're back to the drawing
all
board.
All the pride and shine outside this year. I'm gonna have my drone with me again, like we did in West Virginia, and see how much we can get
some good content.
Yeah,
looking forward to it
for sure.
So
sweet.
Here we are.
Yeah, there you are. There they are.
There you guys are.
Anyway,
what we got here is Are we hitting a break for? Well, we're not even to a break yet, are we?
No. So how was everybody's week this week? Did you have a good Valentine's Day, Malia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I can.
It's a devilish little laugh.
I worked through mine.
I wasn't expecting the question. I was like, yeah. She knows.
Yeah, I worked through my Valentine's Day, so I was on the road, but that's okay.
I usually plan a family dinner
I'm so confused, Bill, that we're keeping up the facade here, but.
And you know what else is has come out? You'll be able to see the Daytona 500 will be over with when you watch this one too. So get a chance that weekend to watch the Daytona. We had the Super Bowl last weekend, so
yeah. Who won?
We didn't even talk about it on the show on the Super Bowl. Kansas City did.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, Taylor Swift got engaged, and Kelsey's getting engaged.
Fake news, folks. Fake
news. All libel papers to Dave.
Yeah.
No, it's Dave at 3FT podcast. Yeah. Hey, at least I get an email.
Dave at the heart.
The opinions here are Dave's and do not express those of 3 Fat Truckers or 3FT Media Incorporated. All right, moving on. Yeah, we got a little news here. You want me to do this, or you want to take this?
Yeah,
one?
Go for it.
Okay,
we got a video to go with it.
Go ahead.
Hey, you're not going to believe this, but I've got a CDL Life article here
by Ashley.
But it's not by Ashley.
I don't see
it. No, it's not. No.
Who the hell is Wimberly?
Who is this?
Must be the London, England associate.
Okay. So, and there's a link to this in the show's description. These notes, you can go and check this out. There's a photograph here. I'm assuming there's a video somewhere.
Yeah.
Once you
get done and we talk about it, I'll go ahead and play the video and then we'll do a discussion on it.
But there is a link to that video at
right on the screen. The yep.
Notes. So, published February 6, 2025 by Wimberly Patton, as I said, CDL Life. A semi truck was caught on traffic cam in one of the slowest rollover crashes we've ever seen. I'm not sure who we is. The clip was filmed at an intersection on State Road 6 northbound at Garrett Road in Jojaya. In the video, the semi-truck takes a wide left and then appears to experience a load shift, sending it tipping to the right. After a while, several cars stop to check on the driver, who seems to be okay. One of the reasons I hated pulling containers when I had to, sealed container, never know how it is loaded inside, wrote one commenter. That was not a load shift. I know because I pulled a lot of them containers. Yeah, they're quoting this word for word.
They did, yeah.
That's one of our stupid drivers.
Yes.
When you turn a corner like that, you've got to go real slow, added another. Watch the video and decide for yourself below. Go ahead and roll that beautiful bean footage.
You'd like to see this?
Let's have this.
He's going a little fast.
No.
No, he's going slow.
I don't think he was going too fast. But look at the crown of the road.
Yeah, look at the road. It humps over and
goes it humps there. Way.
That had to be loaded top heavy.
Exactly. Because it lifted up really easy.
Look at this guy running.
And look at the rest of the traffic.
And they just keep going.
Rewind it.
I got to go. Get out of the way.
Rewind it.
All right. Oh, slow down. I want to see this fucking guy. Look at this guy running.
Because I got a voiceover for you. Mm-hmm. No, there is no way that should have been. And over.
All I know is that's a good fifth wheel.
Yeah, that's true here. Now, here the guy comes. Here I come to save the day. No, that's not the guy. Where's the one coming from way back here?
You got to wait. See him running? See him running at the truck? He's running to the truck. And the other container hauler just shaking his head going, dumbass.
He's going to the yard. He's going to be the first one to tattle on him, get the bonus.
You know, all these people are like, well, good thing he didn't Good thing he ain't black.
At least the two cars finally did stop. Somebody did stop to see. I mean, traffic's still going.
It was like, my big screen TV better not be in that.
That better not be my hobby bear shoes in that container.
That guy's late for work. He ain't got time. I got to go. Another one. We got to go. The light's green. Come on, people.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that other than it was just way top heavy. There might be a little bit of a crest in the road, but man,
I can see. Yeah, it's down in Georgia, so it's hard to tell. So,
yeah,
it's. What do you mean by that? It could be any reason in Georgia, whether.
Well, they could be on the 90.
Georgia sits a little sideways, Malia, and,
towards the water.
Yeah,
yeah. Leans toward. Look, J.B. Hunt did it with no problem. He made it all the way around the corner.
How embarrassing. Well, JB Hunt
would be embarrassing if another one turned behind him and rolled over again.
Leaned up against him like some dominoes.
Yeah.
It's a quite long video. It goes for quite a while.
Okay,
yet,
well, that's good.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like I said, go check out the YouTube on that one, folks. You really aren't going to get much out of it. Unless you do, but that was good fun.
But it was slow motion rollover, I will say that.
So there's a song or something, slow motion, isn't there?
Slow motion for me?
No, you're thinking slow ride.
I think it was by the Temptations.
She's way too young for that shit. She's talking.
Well, she's heard music before. Out of the 60s.
Oh, I don't know if I've heard music before. I mean.
No.
Where do I hear music at?
Everywhere.
You ever heard Two Live Crew?
Name a song.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Two Live Crew.
Bone Thug Bitches and Hoes.
Yeah. It's something along them lines.
I know.
No, it's probably not stuff I listen to then.
No, a little Sugar Hill Gang. Hotel, motel.
Holiday. Yeah, I've heard that one.
The thing what made that famous again, though, is when a dude made the song out of snippets from the evening news from friggin' Brian, not Gumbel. I can't think of his name, but they do a snippet of his.
Are you talking about the Brian guy that got fired from the news?
Yeah.
Brian,
I can't think of his name. We get in trouble for playing something.
Yeah, I was going to do that, but we can't play it on YouTube, so you can't play the music. So.
Can you play anything from YouTube?
Our own stuff, we can't. Some stuff you can. Only certain songs you can.
Somebody made from snippets.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's best just to not take chances.
Yeah, we get enough on the thing where it says, you're not getting paid.
Steve, I made us a what do you call them things, Bill, that you used to make with your cassette players? Playlist. You know, your love list. I made a playlist for the Matt Show on it.
Valentine's Day this year?
No, I did not make ones for Valentine's, but I made one for the Matt Show. And do you remember the song CV Savage? Yep. You remember that one? Bill never heard that before. I had him play it the other day. We were talking on the phone. He'd come back laughing his ass off.
Yeah, I've never heard that one.
CB Savage.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in trucker culture, though, you know.
My dad listened to all that back in the 60s and 70s.
Most things in my life.
But I have a lot of them. I got 65.
I remember when I was a kid riding in the truck with my mom's one husband, and I'd ride with him all summer because they worked for North American Van Lines.
So you were a lumper.
Yeah, and I would get paid when I was, you know, 12, 13 years old cash to help unload furniture. You know, I was always a big kid. I made good money for a kid, I mean, back in the day. And you'd always go to a truck stop, and up at the counter, there'd always be cassette tapes.
Yep.
You know, like the Roy D. Mercers or...
I got 62 tracks right now lined up on our playlist for down there.
I wonder when those cassette tapes went away.
Freightliner Fever, Teddy Bear,
old truck stuff,
Eastbound and Down, Old Town Road.
I remember a lot of them because I had a VCR in my truck.
Old Sam,
I had a lot
truck driver songs.
I did. I had I had a 13-inch TV VCR combo,
18 wheeler,
18 gear, 18 gears in life. good times. Six days on the road.
We don't want anybody to know that we're in the Steve and I are in the same room.
Bill's talking to me, just looking. Hey, what are you?
Well, I mean, I got the microphone here, so.
Yeah. Well, it does take you a while to get back in your wagon. I can imagine.
I would want to found that drive back in. On Amazon, but damn, it's expensive. And I don't know if I
how expensive is it?
Like $400.
Seriously, for a wagon?
How about it's a custom wagon.
It's a love seat where you can put an umbrella behind, and it folds.
It's got
to
be fat man friendly too. It's got to have an extra axle.
Well, it would fit me and her because she's little, but me and you, no.
We're gonna buckle the wagon.
I have to put an air tag under it.
That'd be cool to have, though.
A wagon with an air tag? Well, they do make a wagon that they have a trailer you pull with them now, and the one is a four-wheel wagon, and then it has a trailer with two wheels close together, and it's hooked up so you can put the kids in the one and all the junk in the back.
Well, I was just going to say, we could hook it up to the three fat truckers, golf cart.
Oh, well, that would be a bigger wagon.
That's what you were talking about, though, wasn't it? Something with a love seat kind of thing? Is that a regular size wagon or something?
It's like a wagon you pull your kids in at Disney World.
Oh, well, I've never been to Disney World. Well, so
say it isn't so, Bill. Say it isn't so.
Yeah. I would have thought for sure times. Since you like bus stops that you've been to Disney World and be like.
Never been to Busch Gardens?
No.
Take the tour of the year? Where are we at on a break here?
We better take a break.
Oh, Steve, we're in shit. We're in luck.
We're in shit. What?
Yeah, no, we're in luck.
What?
You and me can ride together. You and me can ride together. Looky there.
Oh,
look at that. Summon of it.
There you go.
Wow, you could take that through the Baja.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, we got
that's
four axles.
$47 there, player.
Oh, yeah. Every bit of it. So,
all right, let's take a break. When we come back, more of this nonsense.
More of this nonsense.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to live action. All right, so what do we got here, Steve?
You got to go to Pinterest to find all the good old wagons.
So I want to know how you guys are going to sit in that, like, together. Who's in the back? Who's in the front?
Not the butt.
Depends.
See, we might have to go vertical.
That wasn't that the old thing.
Did he say not the butt?
The two guys on the Harley together.
How about we use that wagon instead?
Yeah, there you go. That's much better.
You can ride two guys together, but you always make him ride backwards. There ain't no nut to butt. Well, here, this is what I found this week, and I was thinking about this because when I stopped driving, you always picture the fanciest, nicest truck that you wanted the whole time you'd been in your driving career, and I pretty much had that, except for
I was going to say, you had yours, didn't you?
Well, except for the sleeper not being a monster sleeper, but I mean, it was a great truck. And I was thinking, you know, are there any more fancy company trucks around anymore? The companies that are, you know, 50, 60, 100 trucks, and they got all the big rig, the large cars, you know, the fancy Peterbilts and Kenworths. And there are still a few out there. And as soon as I mention them, you'll know because you've seen them, and they have beautiful trucks. The first one I have here is Western Distribution out of Colorado over there with the fancy blue Peterbilts and Kenworths that are just stretched and decked and matching trailers. And they run a 48 state business, but I don't have my thing to put my picture. Well, you can put the picture up there, can't you, Bill?
What's that?
All the notes. Picture of their fleet.
Oh, there's a picture down there.
Yeah, at the bottom of Western.
Yeah, I got it. Maybe
put that one up there.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen their trucks, I'm sure, once in a while. And they're just gorgeous.
I don't think I've ever seen these guys.
Western?
Oh, yeah. I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, maybe I just... Yeah.
And then, well, I know this. You've seen the other one here.
Yeah, I've seen
First Class. We see First Class at Matt's, and they have some of the most beautiful trucks, dude.
Yeah.
All, I mean, whether they're Peterbilt's International, they got them Lone Stars that are all decked out and stuff. And
I like the new Internationals.
Paint scheme to them. And
I love the new Internationals over the Peterbilt's now. The new MX 520s, I think, are gorgeous.
Yeah,
trucks.
I've seen those. Yep.
I literally like them.
But the big what's in the notes sleeper. There is just a little bit of information about those two companies and stuff, and gives their a little bit of their story. But there's other companies out there that I've seen. They run Volvos and stuff, a couple of them, and I know you've seen them.
Remember back in the day, they had Steelcase.
They're out of Wisconsin, Osborne and Sons. They have the big 770 Volvos, or the bigger Volvos that used to have the orange and white and green and black stripes on the side going across 30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had some real nice looking trucks.
Oakley's got some nice ones with the dumps.
Well, Oakley was owner-operator. I'm talking about ones that are still company trucks.
Yeah, Oakley's all owner-operator. Grain and dump trailers, and they have tankers.
Osborne. Another company is Pride. And they've got, I mean, all the gray trucks.
Well, they have purple. They have different,
but all their trucks they show. I looked up their website on their fleet, and they they're just all beautiful. And they're Cascadias. They're not just the big fancy Kenworth stuff. All their trucks,
even Knights
out. Just they look beautiful. I mean, they're clean.
Knights does the
Knight.
The
other one that runs Peterbilt is TMC. They don't go fast, but their fleet is always immaculately
clean. Is
that
clean. What's the company out of St. Louis that used to haul meat to the East Coast, and they called them left lane trucks? You remember that? I heard a story about that a while back, and I was going to bring it up to you guys, and I'll do some more research. We'll do it. We'll do a
St. Louis?
Run out of St. Louis, and they run the East Coast, and their trucks were always the same. They ran team, but they were always in the left lane. They were always gone. And we're talking back in the
Schneider, was it?
No, that's the right lane.
Oh. That's the right lane, yeah.
And there's a few more, I'm sure people, if you can think of them, send it in to us.
I keep thinking of this company that used to be around out of Ohio. I think it was Salina, Ohio.
Steelcase. Remember out of Grand West?
I had a buddy that drove for them, and he was like the youngest kid there, and they called him kindergartner.
Mm.
And I don't ever know what happened to him, but yeah, they Conwest. They had matching trailers, trucks. I mean, they were gorgeous for back in the day.
You guys were nuts too.
Oh yeah, they was left lane all the time. Gosh.
They had to be on something.
High speed chicken feed.
Yeah, they were on that high speed chicken feed real.
And then as far as in our area,
little white pills and my eyes are open wide.
Well, down by you, Steve, when you were living down there, what's the company that used to be right there on 124 outside of in between Decatur and Mark?
Hornsby's
always had nice trucks.
There's a guy in there now. It's called Green Trucking. I just found this out. Where I used to work at same day in Bluffton, they closed the doors, and all them guys had to find a job. Well, I talked to one the other day. They went to a company called Green Trucking there in Uniondale. They took over the Ormsby's building and all that. Ormsby's
I see
no
their
more.
Trailer still out every now and then. Their trailer's well, still.
They're not. Yeah, it's dissolved. It's gone.
Okay.
But this guy's Green Trucking. I guess he had like 25 trucks, and supposedly he just bought another company of 52 trucks.
Okay. And
he owns them all. It's not lease.
So he's getting up there with us.
I'm getting this from another guy telling me this. And the guy that owns it, he's maybe 40, younger guy, investing his, hard-earned money and stuff into a trucking company. But they do all the scrap paper in the area. And I don't know if as far as scrap paper where they're making it into the fireproofing, insulation.
Is that the same place that's out of Ossian? Because
that's
scrap
Energy
paper.
Controls. That's a different one.
Yeah, because we haul for them every now and then. I've hauled broker loads for them.
This guy, I guess it's a real good job. The guys I've talked to that's went there, they're home every day and guaranteed a certain amount of money every week. And so.
Hmm. So you didn't comment. Steelcase. Wasn't that the furniture place out of Grand Rapids?
That's still around.
It's still around. That's Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's another one I remember
and
from childhood.
They had always beautiful matching trailers, trucks, dark blue, says Steelcase on the side, and they were always washed and waxed and polished and immaculate looking. All
my son-in-law worked for him. Worked for them.
Yeah, yeah, and that's all office furniture up there out of Grand Rapids, an office furniture company.
He worked out of the Florida division, salesman down in Florida.
Yep.
So
I think I looked into them at one time, and they at the time they were not, they didn't need any drivers. Of course, a long time ago.
I looked into Western a long time ago, and they didn't
Western
really
Trucking?
It. Yes, out of Colorado, and he said he would hire you. But he couldn't guarantee how much he'd get you home since they're based out over there. He said, we do go that way, you know, but he says, I cannot.
Western Express is one of the big no-nos on a bonehead trucking.
Wrecking and stuff.
They're barely hiring anybody.
There's another guy from, he actually works for Western Express and he makes TikToks on his fellow drivers.
Look at this dumbass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a couple of them pretty dark because there's been some deaths, but I mean, he's made a whole shtick out of that Western Express. I wonder what's going on over there.
I don't know.
Same thing as U.S. Express.
Yeah.
You know about them.
U.S. Express, but now the one is just the Amazon. When you see Prime trailers, you pull off and
Amazon,
let them go.
On Amazon,
get out of their way.
Amazon does all their business power only, and they separate themselves from the liability by doing power only. All of these trailers, all of these containers are hauled by independent contractors. And
did you drive by there, Steve?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so, 4-6.
I will today before it's all over, probably.
Yeah, there's 900 bobtail sitting around over there.
Yeah,
because
should I go to McDonald's and grab a bunch of cheeseburgers and try to sell them for $10 a pop?
You probably can't.
Their ancestors, probably. You can't do that.
Oh well.
What did you say it was? Grand what?
Ancestors.
That's their ancestors. You can't sell. And if they got cheese on them, that's bathing them.
That one song Haywood Bank has, or something about moo 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 moo. I can't
think what it was. Well, one of my TikTok followers, it's called Dumpster Fire, and she says, "Yes, we eat your sacred cows and love them."
I used to say, "I dip my hamburger in a glass of milk."
Don't tell them. Well, yeah, I'm not gonna. I'll leave that go.
Oh, by the way, kids, I found your perfect wagon too.
Do tell.
Since we're still on it,
look at the anticipation.
There you go.
Seats, I don't think me and you sit side by side, Dave.
No.
No, but there's a seatbelt on there. We can like strap ourselves in. And
seatbelt.
Who's going in the trailer? Breakfast bill.
That's me.
Breakfast bill.
You're with pulling all three of us
here back here. Sit up high.
I got. She calls me Breakfast Bill, and she's the one who eats fucking pancakes with ice cream.
You
on
just
it.
Had pancakes.
Waffles. Yeah. Who's had breakfast this morning? Raise your hand.
Twice.
Yeah, Brad.
Who's having steaks for lunch? Raise your hand.
I thought you were going to Five Guys. I told the kids Five Guys.
No, we're going back to steaks now. Malia's going. She's buying.
I'm just raising my hand. There's like, food. I'm on. me.
I'll make Mike buy. Producer's buying today. He don't even know it.
He don't even know it. He ain't listening. Oh, wait, this ain't live.
Yeah, this ain't live. He ain't listening. So, did we take our break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it now.
We did.
And cut. Let's take
Okay, now do it with your shirt off. Oh, wait.
Do it again with your shirt off.
Wrong show.
I've only got one thing to say, folks. I'm sorry.
Oh, listen here.
If you had something better to do today, I'm sorry.
Over here.
Episode 89, and now he apologizes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Couldn't have done it after, like, 10. No, waited till 89.
Dave, the magic number is this one.
3.
I've been apologizing since day one I came on.
Well, that is true.
Every show. So
that way you get ahead of the curve.
I do. I apologize on your guys' behalf.
Well, we needed.
I even get the Bible out from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I see the flame once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, I get my kids, too, when the Valentine's sucks. I put men's devotions in the guys' bags. I put 365 days of kindness in the women's bags.
And I got my baby Jesus to keep me in line.
This is a good one.
Well, Dave just assumed for anyone watching, listens to the YouTube.
Yep.
So,
if
they want to know, they will go look.
And if you don't give Jesus,
that's right. If you don't give them teasers, they never go look.
Or they stop listening. I ain't gonna go do that daggum oogie.
Well, I bet you more people go look. What do you got?
Can't read it.
Steve? It's white.
I know. It's not letting it come out.
It's not letting it come out.
You know,
I hate it when it don't let it come out. Nope, it ain't gonna work.
It's starting to. No, that's your finger.
We need more expensive cameras.
Back up close to the maroon curtain you're at. Or wall.
Yeah, put it back here.
No.
Yeah, it looks
almost,
like a white cup.
Almost. Let me get my glasses.
Never mind.
I think you shrink your print.
I'm sure that was terribly
hilarious.
It was
actually Helvetica, so.
You need. Oh, you were using that Hitler font, weren't you?
Hitler font.
That font is not being used anymore for a man.
Hitler font.
we blamed everything else on Hitler. We might as well blame him on the font too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That's blaming him for the font. Thank you very much.
For the font. I don't know. You're the only one over there. So,
Breakfast Bill, when you edit this, do you like do a lot of editing over David?
No.
No, what you see is what you get.
Yeah. I clip off.
There's
the
no Davidism editing.
And... No.
He'd be like,
I'm the one that does the editing on the video.
Like, you're not going to be like 60 minutes where, you know.
Oh, it's 60 minutes where we cut out the words so you only hear what we want you to hear?
Yeah. I'd be like, not 60 minutes. See, folks, God, we're all transparent here. We're all transparent and honest.
Yeah, this is raw.
If you've made it 89 episodes and you're still here, then you're there's not much.
You're going to. That's true. You're going to get it raw at this point.
There's as much wrong with you as there is with us.
Good.
And if we were perfect, then none of us would like any of it. We all got to be different, and we tell it the way it is. We don't hold back. Some a little stronger than others, some a little less than others. Steve's worried about pissing everybody off. There. But I'm to the age where
it's out of my back.
I'm to the age I don't give a F no more because I don't care. I'll hurt your feelings and like it.
Well, I don't give a G or an H either, okay?
Yeah.
God, stop doing that.
And Malia just tells you the way it is.
Trying to think what order the alphabet comes in.
I don't want to think about that.
C, D, E, F, G. Okay.
Oh, Dave, I'm usually called direct. That's usually the word.
Oh, direct. Yes. It does fit direct. I like Malia is direct.
What?
Overdrive?
Direct or overdrive?
Oh, we'll call Malia overdrive. I do like that. We'll just call her overdrive. She's not going to pull the punches. She's getting down the road.
Georgie overdrive.
My mood.
Well, this one eroded and stayed that way.
Well, that's all right. It's because of the wagons.
Yes, sure.
Hey, at least we got it in. Yesterday
minus
we was
all the technology at work.
That's right. Well, yesterday was a little. Got Steve on assignment. We're all off for, you know. So,
I've still got a headache from yesterday.
You know, it's so funny because me and Malia are on here talking, and Bill's always all right. You got to fix this. We were sitting there talking yesterday. Boy, it's fun to see Bill be struggling because it never happens to him. It's always us, and he's yelling at us. So
I'm going to tell you right now, I was sitting right here. It was not.
It was not funny. It was from my seat.
Well, it was because I know everybody expects me to know how to do this shit.
No, we don't.
Not no more.
And
it sounds like Breakfast Bill needs a little heart next to him.
Oh,
God. Call your wife down. Say, hey.
So what'd you buy him for Valentine's Day, Bill?
We're still recording.
We are recording ahead of time, so
no, we're not. Oh. Dave said it's after
Valentine's. Yeah, it's after Valentine's Day. You know, I told you the score of the football game.
A little peek behind the curtain. It is not before Valentine's Day for us. It is for you, and yeah, time is weird because it's math, and nobody likes math.
Isn't this kind of like daylight saving time now?
Well, I wish they would get rid of that. I mean, I can deal with the time zones, but
I loved Indiana back when the day it just stayed the same time.
You know how many times I got in trouble in the Army for that shit? Because everybody else was used to daylight savings time, but Indiana never did it. And I would be late two times a year. I'd be either late or an hour early for morning formation.
Rather be early than late.
Yeah, I loved it. In the summertime, your shows come on at 7 o'clock, and in the wintertime, they come on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Back in the TV days.
I don't like it.
I hate Indiana.
I think it ought to be. I hate changing that.
I think it's backwards of what it should be.
Well, honestly. we are on the tail end of East Coast time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is dark in New York.
And how does 1 hour make us pitch black now?
It does.
It feels like it's dark 3 hours before it should be now.
Well, don't you love going to work when it's dark and coming home when it's dark?
Well, that's
normal for me. I'm on nights. I'm on nights. That's normal. I get worried when I see the daylight. When I see daylight,
she's a vampire.
Like,
she sees daylight.
She sees daylight. She's going to bed.
Want to suck your blood.
So
yeah, it freaks me out when I see the daylight. I'm like, oh no, I'm right.
I'm late. I got to be in bed.
What if you were in Alaska and it was daylight for 6 months?
Well, it'd be dark for 6 months. She'd be tired because she'd be working the whole 6 months. Are you throwing stuff at Steve?
No, it's more technical difficulties.
He's talking to the maid.
Talk to the maid. Oh, that is not nice.
No, it wasn't that one. It was the maid in training.
The new maid, yeah.
Yeah, and that generation is not going to be maids, I can promise you.
What, anyway? Hire it?
I told you. Wait a few more years, and then boys start sniffing around the front door.
Somebody going to have to bail me out. I can tell you right now.
Every dad says that.
Hey, we had this talk at breakfast. He's got to worry about the guys looking out the window at the bus stop. Grandpas and dads. And
You know why men are protective of their daughters? Because everything that they did, they know these boys want to do to their daughters.
How far is the bus stop from your front window, Bill?
Oh, the school bus? Oh, I didn't realize what you were talking about.
Your wife got it at breakfast when I said it.
He's always jerking my chain, so...
She laughed so hard. Your wife laughed so hard. I know. That was fun. She knew that I was.
So full disclosure, everybody, my wife is over a decade younger than me, and her school bus. I had an apartment when she was in high school. My apartment was right across the street from her bus stop, and I used to.
Stalker.
That's a strong word. Let's go.
I don't know. That's the word they're using today.
Observe and report.
I mean, don't you remember they banned the song, the winter song. It's cold outside, so that's stalking. If they ban that song,
no, let it snow.
I think we're past the time. Like, what is there? Like a time you can't commit, you can't charge a crime, or
statute of limitations run out.
We're past the statute of limitations on all that. He's not a stalker anymore. I mean, they're married.
Who was the school teacher that slept with the boy, had two kids? They put her in jail. She got out of jail. She went back to him. They put her back in jail again. Then they got out and they got married and they got like five kids and they're still living together. It's like, seriously, just let it go.
Boy, they earned that one hardcore.
I know is she can't take the kids to school now because you got to stay 1,000 feet away from her. You have to do it.
What gets me about these stories is some of these teachers are hot AF. I think I speak for every guy. And somebody tells on these teachers. Who is the pencil dick bastard that's telling them the teachers?
Language. Get your Bible out.
When I was school, it was not, there wasn't any good looking teachers.
Well, that's I drive around and I see these bus drivers today, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Them are not the people that drove bus when I went to school because they were old and mean.
I think people just had harder lives.
I don't
lives
get why these grown women want boys though. Like, what's that, wrong?
That's another
with
thing.
The
yeah
men
they
around
do
them,
they do
that
what
they're choosing
told
a boy versus a man.
And boys do what they're told. We
said lick it.
We've had enough of your bullshit. These boys
will. Oh, you my God.
Oh, my.
You can breathe through your ears.
Once
get
again
in there.
Once again, Malia, you asked.
Is that what they call boss babes?
Yeah. And some of these guys are just all too happy to fall in line.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I knew a guy that could breathe through his ears.
Did you? What'd you do?
I couldn't do that, but I could hold my breath a real long time.
Oh my God.
I just breathed through it.
This to you. I don't know if it was Saturday Night Live or what it was. Somebody doing a skit about Brazilian waxing, and it said something about it was a young black gentleman, and all you could see was the lady's legs in front of him. And the caption something about was, "What if men did waxing?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna get that kitty nice and smooth. You know you don't want them bumps." And she opens her legs. He's like, "Damn girl, you smell something in here? I don't know what that. Oh, put them back together. I gotta get me a mask."
But, I don't know. Do you get bumps from waxing?
No, from shaving. They tell you to wax instead of shave. If you shave, you get bumps.
Oh.
I like the TikToks where the women go in to get their first waxing and the look on their face.
No, it's when they do it to the guys on their back.
Oh, that's
chest. And
yeah.
The one like dude, that. I swear they ripped his nipple off. I swear to God they did. When they showed the thing, I'm like, where does nipple go?
And there's no mercy, too. They show no mercy.
And sometimes there's some guys, there's some hard asses. They can take it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I had my back and ribs done one time. And
why?
Did you really?
My kids thought it was funny.
You're a dead man now.
Okay.
My kids thought it would be funny.
Now I'm going to show you how old I am. I never waxed nothing, but I did Nair a couple things.
Nair?
Remember Nair?
Yeah, that was acid, Dave.
That burns shit off.
Well, yeah. Well, what are you talking about? We used to take the baby oil.
Now, huh?
We used to put baby oil and water in a squirt bottle, go out lay in the sun, and then just baste ourselves.
No, it was on Seinfeld when Kramer comes in from rubbing himself down with
cooking
butter.
Oil.
Are you advertising for Kitty now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we better wrap this up. We're over time. Yeah. We're on top
overtime.
Food. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, kids.
Starved.
And
they've already had breakfast.
All again.
I know.
Email the show.
It was
show
a little breakfast. Sorry, Bill, Dave. Oh, yeah, you.
That's like me talking to my kids. I got to go through all five names before I get to
the
one.
Funny thing was, I think I told you this before. My mom used to do that, and I was an only fucking child.
my name, when my brother Steve, which works with us, might go home, and my dad would go, "Steve, damn it, Dave, come here." So I thought my name was damn it, Dave, damn it, for a long it day.
Hey, by the way, if you see your stepmom, I want to know where my fucking cookies are.
It's not Christmas time.
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I'm special like Steve. My name's Steve.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You are? Yeah.
So anyway.
Throw us out of here, Bill.
Run us out.
Hit us up, folks. Email the show at 3ftpodcast.org. Comment directly on the website, 3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the socials.
All of them.
We will be back in a week. Ow.
Oh, my ball. Your daughter
you just
get
hit? Ball. Your daughter you hit me with me my again ball. You hit me with my daughter's ball.
He's all fucked up now.
We'll be
there's
back
a lot of jokes. There's a lot of joke
please
with daughter balls
see my face
in there
on that one.
Oh, shit. Okay, we'll be back in a week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And this is your old buddy, Dave.
This is Malia.
And Steve, be safe out there.
We'll see you, folks.
It's funny. Now that Steve goes after me, his voice changes. And Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, be careful out there. Have a safe week.
Yeah, he's a manly man.
Date's over. Get out.
We're still on air, though.
I know.
I know.
Are we? Yeah, this is gold here, fellas.
I'm waiting until it stops being funny. see you.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.